is Anderson Pence, podcast episode 229 for Wednesday, May 17th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Brian's annoying wife. I know. Brian has the patience of a saint. I just love the music and the dancing letters, and so I'm just like jamming. Well, jam on.
Here we are.
I'm such a trial to you. No one knows how hard it is to be married to me.
Thank you for joining us.
We're going to skip around.
Yes, that's fine.
Happy Mother's Day, belatedly, to all the mothers out there, stepmothers, single dads doing it all on your own, mothers of fur babies, whatever you got.
Fur babies.
Not everyone has children.
I get that.
Right? Yes. What if you were not married and only had Brooke? You're still a parent.
Yes, but that wouldn't be Mother's Day.
Well, it'd be Father's Day, but some parents do both. Anyway. All right. Anyway, so for Mother's Day, on Saturday, the day before, Chris worked for us, so we didn't have to work on Saturday, and that was nice.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. And then Sunday, you know, I didn't do much at all, and it was really nice. I brought a bunch of stuff home, and I was going to work, and I ended up sitting out in our backyard. It was absolutely gorgeous. In fact, I got sunburned. I just sat in the backyard and read for a couple hours. It was lovely. I think when did we go? We went to the grocery store. I ran some errands with Eric and on Saturday, and Sunday was just really low key. It was really nice. But I got to start the day. My daughter sent me flowers, which was like a really sweet, mature thing to do. Like, what does she want, or who is this child, or, oh my God, she might actually, this is a good thing. So I got flowers from Lindsay, and then Brian gave me a pen, and he has been horrible about it the last couple months.
Yes.
I saw this pen, I wanted it, I mentioned it, because there are so few things that I really ask for. Like, oh, I really want this pen. And then it was sold out. And he wouldn't confirm or deny whether or not he'd gotten it. And his answer was that if he got it, he was set and he was going to be a hero. And if he missed it and it was sold out by the time he went to buy it, he didn't want to tell me because he could still live until Mother's Day.
Yeah, guys, work with me here. You know, I mean, if your wife really wants something and you forget to get it, you are not going to admit that you didn't get it because you have a few more days to live. So, of course I got it. Like, the day she asked for it, had it shipped in here. It was a big conspiracy. Dave grabbed the package. He put it in the file cabinet. I came in. He backhanded it to me. I put it in my pocket, came upstairs, put it in my backpack. It's all good.
Good to know. So I got the, I love Retro 51 pens. I love the rollerballs. And yes, occasionally you do need to sometimes use a rollerball, and I love it. And so I wanted the Farnese exclusive cherry blossom pen for this year. It's kind of a sage green. They do a really good job. Retro 51 does pens, exclusive designs for a number of companies. Us included. We did the Terabyte a couple years ago, and we're working on a couple more. And this one was just really pretty, and I really, really liked it. But he was driving me nuts.
I offered to give it to you like 2 weeks ago.
You did, when I was sick, and I wouldn't have been able to enjoy it. So, no, it was perfect.
Because I just
excited.
Wanted it at the end. It was like every day. Well, did you get it for me? Well, I just needed to know.
Mother's
Day's
coming.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I could come up with something else, but then I'd be disappointed. It's really pretty. So I'm very excited. So. Anyway, the rest of Mother's Day was, it was just really low key. It was nice. It was nice to not have to go anywhere, not have to do anything. I think we went to Costco that night.
Yes.
and we had a good time. So.
Yeah. Big doings on in Appleton. Went to Costco.
A trip to Costco. Well, we got you a second monitor. Yeah. We got a couple other fun things. So, you know, I'll take my thrills where I can get them.
All right.
That's it.
Okay.
On to sober news. Sobering news. Somber news. Whatever. Unhappy.
Yeah. Last week we mentioned Susan Worth's early passing. Memorial service is this coming Saturday. For those of you who are interested in attending, it is in Milwaukee. Shoot us an email and we'll get you the details.
We will be headed down. There will be some kind of memorial service at the DC show as well, according to John, but this is something in Milwaukee for local friends and family.
Yeah, there's a service, I think, is at noon, and it starts at 10, I think.
11:30.
Okay.
Shoes optional.
Shoes optional.
That scares me for some of our friends.
Anyway, if you're interested, shoot us an email, info@andersmeds.com, and we will forward on the appropriate details. Moving on.
I feel like we're not very energetic today. I'm really tired. I'm sorry. It just doesn't feel very exciting. So let's talk about something exciting. Sailor Inc.
You said Sailor, and I was thinking maybe I was going to grab something off the pile.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
There's one that's unaccounted for. Sailor Inc.
Sailor Inc. We already have your Father's Day present. Yes, we have your birthday present. And then there's some other down the road. It's either anniversary or the big event coming up. So anyway, Sailor Inc. I was super excited when we found out that Sailor was bringing back the 6 colors that they had discontinued a couple years ago. I know that several of the new 4 Seasons inks are close. Some people even felt that a couple of them were identical to the inks that had gone away, but these 6 inks have proven to be amazingly popular. Holy cow. We can't keep them in stock. Apricot is gone again, and we got several hundred bottles of these inks, several hundred, and Apricot's gone. There is still some Sky High, that gorgeous blue.
Yeah, I think there was 15 this morning.
Epinard is that spinach green color. Grenade is burgundy, and whatever else is...
Ultramarine and fresh.
Okay, ultramarine, which is kind of a purpley blue... or a bluish purple. It's really pretty. Mm-hmm. And then Pesh is a really pretty rosy pink.
So we should put to rest any rumors that this is a limited edition, limited run.
Right.
It's scheduled to be a regular part of the North American ink lineup. And there are a very large, of course, the initial quantities were smaller. There's a very large number of bottles coming in within the next couple of weeks, so
yes,
supply should equal out demand very shortly. But
I'm sure the guys downstairs who are doing the shipping are going to be relieved. It's not quite as chaotic.
Yep. So it's going to be a regular thing. You know, you don't have to worry. It's not going away, but. We will be getting more, probably in a few weeks. Apricot's out for at least 3 weeks. So.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yes.
If you want a similar or the same color, try the Kinmokusai.
Yep.
Other new exciting things. Robert Oster River of Fire was sent to us last week. Gorgeous color with some sheen. Rob's doing some great things with his ink. And we do have more River of Fire on the way, and he has several other new colors that will be coming in the next week or two as well. I don't even know how many colors there are. Rob, babe, slow down a little.
So this one is what? This is also a green with some red sheen.
It's more blue than the teal of Fire and Ice, but it's got some gorgeous sheen. There are several other new colors. I'm not going to remember them all, but eucalyptus leaf.
Does it come with a koala bear?
No. Sublime. Blue water ice, which is really pretty.
Okay.
I can't remember them all. Ride green. There are like 6 or 7 more new colors coming. And so sign up. I believe we have these up on the site. Sign up for the back in stock because these will be going quickly.
All right.
Now what?
Aurora.
Ooh, I love Aurora. I love my Optimus.
Your Optimus. Aurora just came out with a new retro vintage inspired pen called the Duo Cart.
Is that because it holds 2 cartridges?
You know, I don't know why they call it the Duo Cart.
Maybe we should ask.
All I know is this thing, it definitely looks like it's straight out of the 50s. Hooded nib, steel nib, comes in fine, medium-ish nib only. Slip cap.
So a fine/medium.
Fine/medium, yeah. There's only one nib option. It's a cartridge converter. It comes with the converter. There's a black option with the chrome cap.
That's
and
pretty.
Think Parker 51, Parker 21, that kind of idea. Has a very interesting feed. And then there is also a burgundy version, which I do like a lot.
I like this one.
Gold cap. It has a gold-plated steel nib, and it has the same black section, the black hooded section, as the black version. But these to come in a nice box, nice presentation. They come with a bottle of ink.
Oh, that's cool.
A nice vintage-looking case, and each one has a different color. So the black has a blue box, and the burgundy has a tan box that looks just like, for you vintage fans, think the old Schaefer snorkel box, that kind of tan, off-tan color. That's what this is, and apparently they even devised some kind of scent to make these boxes smell old.
Like a musty?
It's a musty. It smells like an old box. Hmm. It smells vintage. It's weird.
How do you?
I don't know.
How do you do that? You know, like ladies, join in here. You know, you can go and design your own perfume. You can use essential oils, you know, a drop of eucalyptus, a drop of orange oil, a drop of this, a drop of that. How do you make it smell musty and old?
I don't know.
You go to somebody and say, I need an old smell.
Yeah, I don't know. But it does. It's the strangest thing. It smells like an old box.
I'm going to Google that later.
Yeah, you Google that. nice looking pen. I tested one in Atlanta this year, and it's a decent writer. It's a decent price point. The black is right around $150 street price, and the burgundy is about $30 more. Nice looking pens. They're a little flat on the ends, sort of similar to maybe a 51 Mark II or something like that. But I like the burgundy a lot. I think it's a nice looking pen. So, anyway, there's though new pens from Aurora. We have some paper too. You want to talk about this?
I like the burgundy.
You like the burgundy?
Yes. Let's talk about these. The Atoya Petite journals. These are new. They are almost completely gone. We do have more on order. A lot more. These are adorable. Chris did a Mr. Paper video on these. 2 sizes. Let's see, the medium.
Small and smaller.
Yeah, small and smaller. The medium is a B7 size, 3.5 by 4 and 13/16.
Yeah, 4 3/4, apparently, yeah.
And then the small is an A7, 2 5/8 by 4 1/8. Perfect to put in your pocket. They are all lined. And they are all perforated, which
that's cool.
Personally, I like.
That's cool because, you know, sometimes you don't want, you know, maybe you're writing something in or you hand somebody, you know, you ever have a pocket notebook and you hand somebody, I want to see how that writes. And they scribble it. Well, you don't really want that page in your notebook anymore, right. But you can't take it out. And the small one, I guess, would fit in your shirt pocket. I guess that's
yes.
That's where that one would fit very
but
well.
I like they are all lined, which keeps things simple. But to have them perforated, I really like as a feature.
Yeah. And they have a nice little, the top two lines on the page are different colors. So you can actually have, if you wanted to have a header or something on that page, you could do it. They come in three different colors.
The berry,
which is kind of nice. This is my favorite,
the
ocean. It's very
yep.
pleasing. It looks very ocean.
Well, the berry isn't too pink. It's more of a dusty burgundy, which yeah,
almost
I like.
A salmon?
Oh.
Maybe?
Okay.
The
ocean is my favorite by far,
say?
The blue.
Let's look at that. Is that salmon? A little reddish salmon.
Salmon's too
peach?
Pink. Salmon's pink, peachier.
All right.
This is like a dusty burgundy.
All right.
The berry. The ocean is
yep.
really pretty blue. That's my favorite. And then, what'd you do? And then the cream is kind of a vintage tan look. All of them would be appropriate to bring out, even in a business meeting to take notes or whatever. But
glue bound, they're nice, but and really sturdy. Really, very sturdy.
Whenever Atoya comes out with new things, we try to get them whenever we think that they'll do well. But these are just they're
what?
Tiny.
They're
cheap.
They're cheap. They're you know the medium is $2. I mean,
and the small is $1.50.
Yep. You know, I mean.
You can't beat the price.
You can't beat the price.
And to have it perforated, well, I agree.
We had a woman in the store just the other day. She was getting for Christmas, I think. She was there were stocking
that's
stuffers.
Wrong. Oh my God!
Seriously,
all that
she
does
was getting them as gifts.
Remind me how far
yes.
behind I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so she grabbed. She had
move.
A stack that was you know, but anyway, they're very cool, nice looking notebooks.
What else is new and exciting? Retro 51 will have they'll release their new lineup either late this week or sometime
next week.
It's always right around the National Stationery Show. This is when they generally discontinue a few lines and then they add some new patterns or some new lines. I'm very excited about those.
What do you think? Last year was really a major overhaul.
Yes.
There was the Slims, there was the Cat and Dog Rescue, there were a couple other things. I mean, there was
vintage with the Apollo and the Fortress.
Yeah, yeah.
And
there
the
was what
Shark.
at least ten different
yeah.
Pens. It's in some years it's been really. Last year I think it was the biggest I've seen. Do you think this year is going to be a big overhaul, a lot of new models, or?
It's hard to tell since they already discontinued the former Slims, and they brought in the new ones, mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Might be a minor change this year?
I don't know, but whatever they do, they always do a really good job. We know, I think almost everyone who works for the company, it's a fairly small company, and the creative department is just amazing, almost as good as ours. We love you, Richard. But it's just really an amazing artistic team. I think there are only two of them in the art department.
Yeah, I think so.
But to come up with all of this stuff and then to transfer your thought into a really amazing pen, plus do all the exclusives they do. I mean, they are busy.
Yeah.
So,
I'm hoping for a new fountain pen.
I think that's probably in, well, they might, because they discontinued a few, but I think any major changes are a year or two off.
I have my fingers crossed. There's one that I want, and there's a certain thing I want to see happen.
You want the Roosevelt.
Well, you know, that would be cool, but I want to see a little bit of redesign.
Yes.
And I know there has been some discussion on that. Different nib, different section, I think would be
awesome.
Would be awesome. It'd be a big seller. Interchangeable nibs would be great. So that's what I'm holding out for.
Okay.
But we'll see. No guarantee of anything. But it'll be exciting. National Stationery Show starts 20th? 19th, right? Something like that. Goes through the 20th, through the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, or through the week, actually, I guess. But anyway, what else?
We have Pen Club tomorrow night.
Pen Club is tomorrow night. Good catch. I totally forgot about that.
And we have to be there. This month is
Ink Party.
Yep. Yes. So if you're planning on coming, send Kim a list of the ink samples that you want to try, and we'll have it all out there. We'll have some other fun things that we'll bring out and play with. So
I guess I should probably submit something.
It'll be a good time. We happen to know the person who takes care of that, so yeah, I bet you could just go in the other room and...
I'm very conservative when it comes to inks.
I know. You need to try some Shimmertastic
I did last time, and it was okay.
Something
was
bright and springy.
That Enchanted Ocean was really a nice color. I'm like a lot of people, I'm hesitant to put some of that stuff in my pens, but it's just
give
fun.
It a try.
Yeah,
I did. We need to do another spring challenge.
We do. So anyway, yeah, I've been using black a lot lately. I had this bug that I want to use up all these cartridges that I have.
Okay.
So I get a Sailor pen and there's two cartridges in it. So I want to use them up. Or I get a Vanishing Point and there's a cartridge and I want to use them up. And I've got a lot of them, so I've been pouring through the black cartridges lately, and that's pretty much all I've been writing with. So
I have an unfair advantage. The creative team often uses my pens for some of the different videos and things that they're doing. So my pens are constantly re-inked for me with random new things. So like every day is a new experience.
Yeah, my Fresca disappeared the other day. Like everybody in the company almost has a Fresca,
but they need yours.
And yeah, they needed mine. Nobody's could be found, apparently, and so I'm supposedly getting that back in a few days, but we'll see
what happens.
Anyway, yeah, so Pen Club tomorrow night, 7,
mm-hmm.
7 o'clock, and it's going to be here in the City Center Plaza, across from the store. There's a little room that we use for that. Anything else?
No, I think
that hit it for this week.
That's about it. We've got another, 2 weeks before the Raleigh Pen Show?
Yeah, it's coming up quick, though.
I know.
Yeah, but, it's a nice, friendly show.
It is. It is. Terry puts on a good show. We're sponsors. How many auctions are there?
Two.
Oh, my God.
Well, you haven't bought much. I haven't bought much lately, I mean,
keep it that way.
I'm kind of low-key in the auction thing lately. Unless it's ephemera. I'm big into the ephemera lately, so.
What are you doing with it?
I'm hanging it up on the walls.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm doing.
Raleigh in a couple weeks. We've got Memorial Day. We'll be closed, so if anyone is thinking about coming to the store, don't come on Memorial Day. We're actually...
Yeah, it is one of the few days we actually don't come to work.
We started that last year. It was really nice. That and 4th of July. We actually stay home, we grill, we have a good time. We're trying to do more of that. It's a little challenging.
All right. I think that's it for this week.
I think so.
Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Cool. Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other fun reviews and videos. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.